Okay, welcome to day 21 and outside here in sunny Arizona. You know, today's topic is all for good. Paul talks about this in Romans 8:28, one of my favorite scriptures. And we know that all things work together for good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. I love what this says too, because I skipped something on purpose. I don't know if you picked up on it, but it says, and we know that all things work together. Now, is it all things work together? It says God works together for the good. And this is the reminder today. When you think about the idea and the concept of all things work together for the good, that means that there's some things that are working that aren't good. There are things that are working that we don't understand. There's things that are working that are frustrating, aggravating. And can I just say this to you? Might even seem unfair in your life, because there's the things in our lives that we do that affect our lives. There's decisions and choices, but there's also, we live in a world with other people where there's decisions and choices that other people make that affect my life and affect your life. And I want to encourage you today is that in every season, there's going to be these challenges where we are going to have to decide where we're putting our faith. You know, faith and doubt are on the same platform. They're a choice on the same platform. You know, a piece of toast has two sides. A pancake has two sides. A coin has two sides. The question is, what side are we going to put our mindset to? What side are we going to believe in? Where are we going to put our faith? And so this is why I talk a lot about purpose. And this is why for your life, you have to understand that God has a purpose. It's not a good preaching point. It's not a cool saying. It's a reality. If you love God and there is a purpose on your life, then problems actually serve a purpose. If there's a purpose on your life, then you realize that these inconveniences or these challenges in our lives, they serve a purpose. And if God is with you, who could be against you? You know, I put in this book, I put a quote, one of my favorite people, Pastor Rick Warren, Purpose-Driven Life. And love that book, love this guy. And this is a quote from him, and it's in the book, but I just want to remind you, you need to hear it. The Bible tells us that God always finishes what he starts. If you feel incomplete or unfinished, you can trust that God will carry out his good work in you. Oh, I love this so much, because in every situation where things aren't working out, I need to ask myself a couple questions. Number one, do I still believe there's a bigger purpose on my life, and I better keep that at the forefront? Number two, is it possible that God's doing something in me through this process? Is it possible there's something I can learn through this process? Now, it doesn't mean that everything is happening because I got to learn a lesson. No, but I'm going to maximize the things that are going on in my life because I'm a man of purpose. You're a man or woman of purpose. We take these things and we incorporate them, and we gotta make them mean something, because otherwise, if you don't, we put the power in somebody else's purpose. We put our power in something else that doesn't serve the purpose that God put on the inside of us and put on the inside of you. I want to encourage you today with those words of Paul. And if you look at Paul's life, this is not somebody who's talking out of his ear. This has got somebody who's talking about who's been through hell and back, who had to put up with suffering, who had to put up with a lot of things in his lifetime, but we wouldn't have the power of the New Testament. Paul is responsible for most of the books of the Bible in the New Testament. We wouldn't even have them if it wasn't for him, but he had to go through some stuff. And so I hope you hear the power from which this word is coming. This is not somebody who is just, prognosticating. This was a practicer of having to live this truth out. God is able to work all things together for the good, for those that love God, called according to his purpose. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.